This is a new approach for refuge management, and that means the Fish and Wildlife Service is now more open to having state parcels and other parcels donated or put under easements to create a wildlife refuge. And with this particular refuge, which is the closest refuge to Chicagoland area, the nearest one would be 150 miles away, this allows us to create and to be flexible in a landscape that has a lot of challenges in terms of acquiring land.
So will Illinois get reimbursed for the $500,000 it costs to buy the land?
Well, no, we hold the land, and our program is that we have dedicated funds through the capital bill to purchase land for the state. This is going to be our parcel, and we will work with the Fish and Wildlife Service on agreements in the future once the refuge starts to become more developed.
When the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed Hackmatack, how much input did Illinois have?
Governor Pat Quinn sent a letter to Secretary of Interior, then Secretary Salazar, to request that Hackmatack be considered as part of the President's America's Great Outdoors Initiative. And that particular request put it up at a higher level and move the process along much faster. Sometimes establishing refuges takes more than a decade. So this helped us cut down the amount of time to put it high on the priority list, and we got it done within a year and a half.
A good chunk of the land proposed for the Hackmatack Refuge is in Wisconsin. Have you spoken with your counterpart in the Wisconsin DNR about their plans for land purchases?
About 2 years ago, we did meet with Fish and Wildlife Service and the leadership at Wisconsin DNR, and we made the case for going forward with this refuge, and they were not as interested in having additional federal lands in their state, but were willing to allow us to move forward in case that might be a viable option in their future.
The Hackmatack Refuge eventually would cover 11,000 acres, roughly between Chicago and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Some experts predict that these two cities will grow into one megapolis. What role do you see Hackmatack playing in the future of this region?
Well, absolutely. As soon as we have more opportunities, it will be a place for wildlife to migrate, to be a source for migration outwards into natural areas along corridors. It will also be an opportunity for a very large metropolitan area to connect to nature and to recreate in ways that they can't do now. And so in the future, just like the county forest preserves ring Chicago and establish a quality of life and an economic benefit and wildlife habitat, this will also do the same in an area that desperately needs some recreation and recreational opportunities and an opportunity to have wildlife prosper.
Mark Miller directs the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.